So guys, I have something to tell you. I'm pregnant. Yeah, that's why I look like this. I don't know who the dad is. And I'm really just like, I really don't know what to do. Kidding. I got all of you guys. Yeah, no. That's definitely not the case. Sorry. I figure since we're talking about a couple interesting topics, I would try to get you guys with like a little joke. But no, in reality, I look like this because I feel so sick. You have no idea. I don't even know what's wrong with me. Like, I'm pretty sure I don't have COVID, nor do I feel like leaving the house to even like find out if I do. But it's okay. You guys don't come here to look at my face. You guys come here to listen. And my throat isn't sore. Well, it's a little sore. But that's okay. That is okay. So, yeah, this is my room, by the way. I hope it's in cinematic mode because I have some interesting things on my wall. But yeah, this is my room. I didn't go to work today. Well, I did go to work, but I'm not going to work tomorrow. And since I'm not going to work tomorrow, that means I can't record a podcast in the studio. But granted, I'm going to be recording all of the podcasts soon in this room. I just haven't gotten there yet. But I'm sorry if I'm a little not level-headed. I have some emergency drink right here. And some tea right here. So I'm ready for today if I start dying in the middle of this. But we have some interesting topics today. I don't have anything too crazy or too big that I want to talk about today. But I just wanted to put something out there because Thanksgiving just passed and we have a lot to catch up on. I'm sorry if I look around. I just have so many things in my room that is just so distracting. Like, you know, I just have so much stuff in my room. Anyways, let's get started. So how was everyone's Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving was just a couple days ago, or what, a few days ago, I guess. What is it? I don't even know what today is. And what were you guys happy and thankful for? Did you guys see your families? Things like that. My Thanksgiving was pretty good. I ended up going back home, visit my family for the week. It was nice. I mean, I just ate a lot of food, slept a lot. And as soon as I got back here to my apartment, I felt sick. I've been sick for the last couple days. Granted, I had a great Thanksgiving, but change of weather. I don't know. I just feel like I want to go to bed. But today I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about what it means to stretch the truth. Now, I kind of have a habit of doing this pretty frequently. Not saying that I rely too much to where it isn't untrue, but I do have a habit of kind of under explaining if that is the case. And I bet you're wondering, so what is this, a confession now? You're gonna tell us something about the bad things you've done or people you've lied to? No, I'm not doing that, but I will be releasing a new podcast where you guys will be able to hear this. It will only be released on Spotify, by the way, and it will be starting January 1st. So stay tuned for that. Sorry, shameless promotion. But no, the reason why I wanted to kind of talk about this subject is because I feel like it isn't necessarily a bad thing to stretch the truth. It's kind of like one of those things when you tell your parents, like, hey, I'm going out with friends. And by going out, you mean like going to, I don't know, the strip club or something. Or, hey, you know, honey, sweetheart, I'll be right back. And you are right back, but like, I don't know, maybe you go suck somebody off in the parking lot. Not saying I've ever done either of those things. Well, sorry, no. But the reason why I want to bring that up is because I feel like this is a sort of common thing that, yeah, how do you know when to stop? When is too much too much? And I know I have my limits when it comes to stretching the truth. I don't want to ever feel like I'm lying to someone, but don't you realize how sometimes telling somebody what they want to hear is a little better for everyone's benefit. Think of it this way. You broke your best friend's vase. Oh my gosh, that sucks. Like, bro, it's all over the floor. Like, what am I supposed to do? And instead of you telling her that you did it, the cat did it. Now, like, yeah, she's still so upset and you witnessed the cat do it, but this girl doesn't have any cameras in her house. So, like, but no, seriously. I sometimes don't think it's really a bad thing to stretch the truth as long as you have morals behind what you're doing and as long as you're not hurting somebody is how I want to put that. Now, I don't know if this is me. I don't know. A lot of these podcasts, I feel like I'm definitely referencing me. But I don't know if it's me, but sometimes do you ever maybe tell a lie or stretch the truth a little bit too much? But there's a part of you that almost doesn't care. And I bet you're wondering, like, doesn't care, you psychopath. No. But no, I'm serious. Think about it. Like how I said, humans are selfish beings. We do things for ourselves. It's just in common nature. And granted, we do have this thing called guilt. I don't think, maybe this is just me, but I don't always find that guilt if I know I didn't really do anything wrong, necessarily. And I bet you're wondering, Nina, what are you trying to tell us today? Are you just confessing that you have been doing wrong things? But no, I'm generally saying that I feel like things like white lies is stuff that people do all the time. But the reason that white lies can be seen as so bad is because we call them lies and we tend to overshare. Now, I'm a person who keeps things to themselves. I don't overshare. I share just enough to where they need to know. You know, like when your doctor, you know, like when you go to the doctor and they're just like, yeah, so do you smoke or drink? And I always say, nope. That may or may not be true. But they'll never know that. I mean, we all stretch the truth a little bit. But I don't think we should feel guilty for some of those decisions. Especially because if you're not hurting anybody or if you don't think it's going to be super beneficial for telling this person what happened or telling them how the whole truth of what it may or may not have been, then what's the point is how I always say it. Another thing when it comes to white lies, though, is like I said, we overshare. And by oversharing, I mean we feel we have to tell someone. Whether that be your best friend, your girlfriend, boyfriend, your mom, your dad, you tell someone. Now, if you eliminate that someone, who's gonna know? Who's gonna know? I just wanna know, like, who's seriously gonna come out here and be like, oh, didn't you? I'm like, I don't remember. I didn't talk to you. I don't even know what you're talking about. Now, let me go on the other side of things. I've been talking about why these stretching the truth aspects are such a good thing. They can sometimes be a bad thing. I think before you stretch the truth, tell a white lie, things of that nature, I believe you need to consider the consequences behind it. But before you tell somebody a white lie or stretch the truth even, think that in my mind, there goes sort of a process that I evaluate that I think some of you guys might want to hear before you start lying, okay? Not saying I'm an expert, because I'm definitely not. I get caught. Actually, I don't. Well, and I wouldn't even say I'm lying, just stretching the truth. But no, I think first you need to evaluate the situation first. What benefit will this be on your half and their half? You don't want it to be as if you're hurting somebody else just so you can get out of a situation. If you know you did something wrong, own it. But if you can sort of weasel your way out of a situation to where nobody's being harmed, shoot, Nobody's gonna blame you for it. And then you gotta think about, why do people lie in general? There's a million reasons why we lie. We do it to protect our ego. We do it to protect our image. We do it to be considerate. And we do it to compensate for the sensitivity of power. Basically, we lie to protect someone else and ourselves. We don't do it for any real selfish nature. We do it in protection, usually. I mean, other people who lie maybe does it for their own fun, but it's rare to meet those people. Those people might need to go back a couple podcasts. But that's why sometimes I feel like lying isn't that big of a deal, because there's usually good intention behind it. Now, once it starts becoming you're just lying and lying and lying, you start to forget the truth, and that's when things become bad. You don't know what's real anymore. You forgot the lie you told beforehand, and you don't know how it relates to the lie you're about to tell. That's when it gets a little out of hand. Once in a while, if it will protect you or somebody else, stretching the truth of a situation, I feel like works. Let me think of a situation. For instance, so I remember I went on an acting audition, and currently I'm doing a couple auditions and I'm always acting and stuff. I remember I went on an audition, and oh my gosh, I thought I was going to mess up. Like, this, I was literally terrified. But I went into audition for like a little girl, and one of the things that they saw on my resume was Japanese. Now, I do know Japanese. Konnichiwa, watashi wa nidewiriyans desu. And, you know, I speak it relatively okay. But that being said, I am not super fluent in Japanese. When I don't study it for a couple hours, I literally forget everything. So, which means next semester I really need to practice, because I'll be going to Japan soon. But I remember at this audition, they were just like, you speak Japanese? I'm like, well, I'm learning Japanese. And they said, oh, well, are you good? And I was like, yeah, I'm like, okay. And they asked me to read one of my lines in Japanese. Oh my gosh. I mean, I knew they didn't know Japanese, but I know for a fact I messed up on a couple lines. Granted, it was relatively accurate, but it could have been so much better. And I wasn't going to break it to them, nor were they going to sit there and Google translate what I said. So I was like, you know what? Sounds good enough to me. And I said it with confidence. So it sounds good. If they ever come back and look for me and they'd be like, oh, this girl doesn't even speak Japanese, I'd be like, I do. I just, you put me on the spot. And I'm still, yeah. In that case, I was protecting my own self-image. So you do what you gotta do. But like I said, sorry, I'm going to be ending this podcast soon because I am absolutely tired. It's better to just say the truth when you're able to tell the truth. And if stretching the truth can help someone a little bit, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't be able to do so. Again, I'm really sorry, I don't feel super good, and I wish this podcast could have been a lot better, but sometimes bad stuff happen. And I bet I stretched the truth a little bit saying, hey, we're gonna have a podcast coming that's gonna be super cool. In reality, I'm dying. Overall, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Let me know what you think about it. And don't just lie in the comments. You better tell me the truth about what you really thought about my face, because I know it looks rough, okay? Especially if you are seeing this and not hearing it. And if you are seeing it, I also suggest you click away and go listen to it. Give this a like, a comment, and subscribe, please. It really, really helps me out. I want new followers, and I want these podcasts to be known, because mental health is important. Have a great rest of your day. I hope you guys are not dying like me, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, guys. I want to be with you, because after hours.